The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Therapy in a Nutshell.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, and you're tuning in to Therapy in a Nutshell here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today we're going to be talking about depression. And there's a special reason that I'm doing this show. There's a lot of people that I've treated over the years in my private practice and 34 years with depression. In fact, I would say it's been a majority of cases that I've worked. But so many people struggle with depression and do not allow themselves to get help or are afraid to speak up and say that they're suffering or they don't think help is available. I often hear people don't feel that they deserve help, that they deserve to be depressed because they're not worthy or they're bad or they feel like they've made mistakes in their life. So this show is not necessarily to give you every single fact about what depression is or how it works, because so many of you listening go, yeah, I know what depression is. It's more about having you really take a deep, hard look at what do you do for your own depression and what have you tried and what have you been resisting trying so that you haven't been getting the help that's out there or the help you need. So we're going to talk a little bit first off about what depression is and some of the symptoms. And I want to give you some case examples so that you might relate to some of them. And then we're going to talk about some of the different treatments and how those work and what you might have tried. And all along the way during today's show, I want to give you examples of people that real life people who've struggled with depression and have allowed themselves to get some help and how that has changed their life. So I'm hoping that the takeaway you get from today's show is that this is treatable and you are worthy of getting help. So let's first talk about depression. It's an interesting kind of disorder. It's classified as a mental illness, but I think of it more as a life situation, a response to your life, and how you deal with it. And it can take on a life of its own. When you're feeling depressed about things that have happened in your life, it can take on a life and you can go into this downward spiral. So let's talk about the two types of depression I generally see. And I'm categorizing them this way. I see people that are either in kind of a reactive depression, and that's where you are depressed about something. You're depressed about trauma or a loss or low self-esteem issues that have gone on forever. And a reactive depression can be something that when you talk about it and deal with it, you can actually begin to change your thinking and the reactive depression can get better. A reactive depression that's short-term generally doesn't need to be medicated. It's not your brain. It's not something wrong in there. It's because you need to deal with how you're feeling. And so when you're worried that if I go to the doctor or I go to get therapy or I do something like that, they're going to just stick me on medication. That is not necessarily the case. So if you're struggling with a situation or a problem, even a long-term problem that's just kind of left you down and depressed, that's very treatable and therapy is an excellent course of action for that. When a reactive depression goes on long enough, it can change into kind of a biochemical depression where it's part of your body's functioning, that your brain is not producing what you need or your body's not producing what you need, and you are now in a medical depression. That's extremely treatable with medications, and there's lots of different ones. We're going to talk more about that during the show. But if you've got a reactive depression that has worked its way into a biochemical depression, that's okay. That's where therapy is really helpful to help you get the underlying causes, and medication is really helpful to get you leveled out and raise up your energy level a little and help clear your thinking some so that you can begin to really treat the underlying problems of the depression. So kind of get that thought. Am I in a reactive depression or am I in a biochemical medical depression, or is it possible that I've got both going on? When somebody comes in to see me for depression, they often don't say, I'm depressed. They'll come in and say, I'm upset because somebody died, or I went through a divorce and I've just never felt the same since, or my fiance left me, or my child died and I just, you know, I can't pull out of this. They won't necessarily say, I am depressed when they come in. So one of the first things you do in therapy is you're looking for how's the person functioning and what's going on with them. And I also look for when was the last time you had any kind of medical evaluation, because thyroid disorders, vitamin D deficiencies, B12 deficiencies, some of these type of things, these medical conditions, can create depression all on their own. For example, I've seen many people where they're talking to me about feeling depressed and down, and I start questioning them, and we start going through things, and I say, you know, have you had your thyroid checked because, you know, your hair's falling out, and you're super tired all the time, and you can't think straight. Yeah, those, you know, the tired and can't think straight can be part of depression, but you need to have your thyroid checked. And they've gone to get it checked, and it's turned out to be super low. They get on thyroid, and lo and behold, they're not depressed anymore. So getting a good physical evaluation from your physician is a really good idea when you're feeling depressed. And your physician can also be a really good source of referrals for good therapists. And they probably have someone that they work with, or a few people, and they can give you a referral. So are you in a reactive depression or are you in a biochemical type of depression? It kind of doesn't matter. Getting into your physician and telling him or her that you're depressed and having them check you out for things like the thyroid and all that, and getting a referral for therapy and starting to talk about what it is that has gone on in your life that has created some depression or some just feeling down. So let's go over just a few of the symptoms that I see with people when they're depressed. I often ask how they're sleeping, and there's changes in sleep. Now, remember, it doesn't necessarily mean you aren't sleeping. You might be sleeping a lot. The other thing is there might be changes in your sleep. Like you might go to bed, fall asleep, and wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning and can't go back to sleep. You might have trouble falling asleep and you have insomnia, and then 3 or 4 or 5 in the morning you fall into a deep sleep and then you can't get up because you've only gotten a couple hours sleep and you're supposed to get up and be put together to go to work. So changes in sleep are what we're looking for. Changes in appetite. You may gain weight. You may lose weight. You may lose all interest in food. You may only find comfort in food. So changes in appetite, which can be changes in weight. A big thing I see is people have trouble concentrating, partly because they lose their ability to care. I mean, someone's talking about their vacation and you're sitting there thinking, oh, I don't want to hear this. Oh, I just can't attend to what they're saying. So that type of lack of concentration, and also that type where you can't, you feel like you're fuzzy, like you've got fluff in your head. You're trying to add numbers and you go, oh, I just can't do that. You're reading something and you find yourself reading it over and over again. When people are depressed, they have a loss of energy. And sometimes it's a loss of physical energy, and sometimes it's just because they've lost interest and they don't care. So it's hard to muster up a lot of get up and go. There's feelings of hopelessness. You often feel shame and guilt for being depressed, or shame and guilt for not caring when you should care more. Something I hear all the time is, I've become such a bad mom. I used to read to my kids. I used to care if they were put together heading off to school, and I just have trouble pulling off the good mom stuff now. Usually there's less activity. There's a lot of couch potato sort of thing going. And then sometimes there's a lot of anxiety and agitation that's based in depression. You can actually have panic attacks, and it's based on being depressed, not necessarily anxious. Physical aches and pains, everything hurts more when you're depressed. And then suicidal thoughts, too. It's not unusual to have thoughts of suicide even though you feel like you are not suicidal, that you would not kill yourself. You might think, oh, I could drive into that tree, or I could jump out of this car, or what if I drove off the bridge? Those are suicidal ideation sort of thoughts without actually having a specific plan. So we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the different types of depression. Okay, we'll be back in a minute.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the awarding hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Carl's Jr. presents The Breakfast That Got Away.
Ever since you left, I've been broken. When the sun rises, my heart falls. You gave me a reason to get up in the morning. Please, come back.
It's back! Carl's Jr.'s chorizo biscuit and burrito are back on the breakfast menu. Get spicy chorizo, egg, and pepper jack cheese on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Pour all of that wrapped in a warm tortilla with crispy hash browns and fresh-made salsa. Get the chorizo biscuit and burrito today at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time at participating locations.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Therapy in a Nutshell.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell. This is Dr. Patty, Dr. Patricia Bay, and we are talking today about depression. It's a difficult subject, but an important subject for us to talk about because depression ruins lives, it ruins relationships, and it just takes you out. So we need to talk about, in the beginning of the show, we were talking about how depression can be and some of the symptoms and the difference between reactive depression and a biochemical type depression. But let's talk about how depression can present in a different way. One of the things I see often in my practice and have over 34 years is what we used to call dysthymia. It's now called pervasive depression disorder, and that's the new name for it, which is okay. I mean, you can call it whatever you want. But what I'm talking about is a low-grade, low-level depression that these people with this kind of depression still function. They go to work, their parents, they, you know, plan the potluck, they still decorate the Christmas tree. They do lots of things that would, from an outsider looking in, would say, they're okay. But what happens is they have kind of a low-grade, low-level blah going on in their life. And it really, really ruins how they feel about things. And it takes a ton of energy to go to the barbecue or to show up for your kids' play at school or to be at the PTO meeting, whatever it is. It takes a lot of energy because you just feel blah. So this Dysthymia, or this pervasive depressive disorder, is one of the most treatable kinds of depression that there is. And that is so cool because I tell you, I've seen some wonderful things in my practice when people finally get treatment. It is a depressive disorder that is really treated beautifully with medication. Let me give you an example. I had a woman who came in who said, you know, I just feel horrible. I don't know why. I just feel blah. Nothing's really wrong. She had some childhood trauma, but she felt like she'd really done it. She said, I don't really think that's it. I just feel crummy, and I'm having a hard time mustering up some energy for anything. And so the more we talked and the more she felt just like she had this kind of low-grade, low-level depression. So I said, you know, let's get you into your medical doctor, and I want you to check your thyroid, and I want you to see, let your physician run some blood tests and see what's up, and give you a clean bill of health. And if your physician does that, then let's talk to him or her about you getting on some antidepressants. So she did a complete physical, and everything was good. She was healthy. And the physician agreed to try her on, I remember she started on Prozac. And Prozac is one of the long-term standard SSRIs, this serotonin reuptake inhibitors. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But within a month, it was so interesting because I have a clear picture of her sitting on the couch in my office, and she looked at me and she said, I am a different person. She said, when I first came in here a month ago, the world was in black and white. And now the world is in color. And she said, what's profound to me is I didn't know that the world was in color ever. She said, I remember being 8 years old and feeling like this world is dull and my world is dull. And she said, it is so vibrant now and I just feel lighter and I feel like I can see the green in the trees and the flowers are prettier. And she said, isn't that bizarre that the world felt black and white before and now it's in color? And I thought that that was an absolutely perfect description of what happens when dysthymia, or that low-grade, low-level, pervasive depression, gets treated. You just feel better and things seem lighter. And it's a little easier to get dressed and go to the barbecue. You might even look forward to going to the barbecue. It's, you know, it's a really treatable, low-grade, low-level depression. And I love seeing the changes in people when they get through that. So that's a super good example of that kind of low-grade depression. Then what I see all the time, often, is people in a pretty difficult reactive depression. Let's say they have a tremendous loss, like their husband or their child, or they get a divorce or their parent dies, and they just are having trouble pulling out of what began as grief. And I can relate to that. When my husband of 39 years died, I really allowed myself to immerse myself in the loss and the grief and to experience it, which wasn't easy because it really sucked. It was horrible. And after a while, after it went on for a while, I could see how I was at a turning point where if I kept avoiding feeling what felt like this horrendous loss, I was going to spiral down into what would become a depression. And it was interesting for me to stand back and watch that because I've never considered myself a depressed type of person. But I was just really struggling, and it was with profound grief. But it could have turned into depressive symptoms where the grief was just an underlying problem in there, but depression began to take precedence over the other feelings. So it can be something like that that goes on and on for you, and it becomes about depression. And then those symptoms that we talked about in the first part of the show can start to raise their head, and you actually can go into a full-on depression. So there's that kind of reactive depression that can happen about something. Now, let's talk about reactive depression that is long-term. Let's say that you were molested as a child, or you have an old rape that you never dealt with, or you have a lot of abandonment issues because you were left as a child or even as a young adult. So traumas, old traumas, can just sit there festering for many, many years and just get kind of wrapped up in depression as almost so you don't even think about the old trauma. You just think about how horrible you feel. So those kind of reactive depressions that happen from old traumas and old things that have gone on in your life are super treatable with therapy. And those are also the ones that sometimes when you combine therapy with some of the antidepressant medications that are available, the combination of the two is powerful. Treating the underlying depression can give you a little bit of an energy boost, a little bit of clear thinking, just that little bit of edge to feel a little better, to begin to deal with the old issues. Then as you begin to clear that life stuff and you feel better, the combination of the two can be awesome. Now, I've seen a lot of people over the years that get some help. They get into therapy. And say you're in therapy for about a year dealing with some really old, heavy stuff like childhood molest or abuse or abandonment issues that are old. You do therapy and dig in deep and really clear that stuff up, and you've been on antidepressants for 12 to 24 months. You don't have to necessarily be on antidepressants forever. It's not that you have to take them for life. What you want to do often, and you'll work this out with your medical doctor, is you usually take antidepressants along with therapy for 12 to 24 months, get your body balanced, get your serotonin, which is the brain chemical that helps your neurotransmitters talk to each other. You get your serotonin levels functioning again, and you're thinking clearer, you have more energy, you're feeling better, and you've treated this really well for 12 to 24 months, it's really possible for you and your physician to talk about you weaning off the antidepressants. So don't think that if you start to treat this stuff, it's going to be forever, that you'll be in therapy forever or you'll be on medication forever. That is not necessarily the case. Treat it well, treat it right, and it's really possible to put it all behind you and move forward. Now, research has shown us that when you treat depression correctly, if you're taking medication and you really let your body stabilize and adjust, you have a better chance of getting off your medication than if you mess with it. And I want to take a minute to explain this, because I tell this little spiel to every client that I have that's on antidepressants, and I can't tell you how many mess this up, and I just want to like yell at them. Here's what it is. If you start taking antidepressant medications, you need to work with your doctor. You don't necessarily find the right medication in the first time around. Sometimes it takes up to 5 different trials of medications to find the right one for you. Sometimes it takes a combination of antidepressant medications. For example, sometimes I've seen people on Prozac, they've gotten better, they feel a little lighter, but they still have kind of a big black cloud over their head, and it's only better but not gone. And they layer that with Wellbutrin with their doctor, and they go, whoa, this is a huge difference. And that has been the saving grace for them to find that combination. But the issue that I have with people is that they run out of their medication and they just don't refill it. They decide, oh, I'm doing so much better, I don't need to take this anymore, and they cold turkey it, either by running out or because they've decided, oh, I'm better. Or I hear this all the time, I hate taking medication, I don't want to take medication, so I just stopped it. And I can just about guarantee you, if you cold turkey or stop your medication like that, within about 30 days, you crash. They come back in for therapy, they're all of a sudden suicidal, and I say, well, are you still taking your antidepressant? They go, well, no. And I say, well, when did you stop it? Let me guess, about 30 days ago? And they go, well, yeah. Why'd you stop it? Well, I ran out, and I forgot to get it refilled, and then I just said, no, I'm okay. So if you have done that in the past, change your behavior. If you're going to get treatment, remember this little spiel. In fact, play it for yourself over and over again. Okay, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to keep talking about depression and get you happy.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Therapy in a Nutshell.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell. This is Dr. Patty, Dr. Patricia Bay, and we're talking about depression today. So we've talked a little bit about that pervasive underlying depression that goes on for a long time, and we've talked about that kind of reactive depression, which is a reaction to something you've been through. And we've talked about the combination of those, where you've got a reaction to something you've been through, like some childhood trauma, but it's gone on and on for years. So let's talk about that kind of deep depression that is just kind of comes on and you don't even know what's going on. I hear people that say, look, my life is good. I have a good life. I have a good marriage. I love my kids. I like my job. There is no reason in my life that I should be unhappy. And they feel guilt and shame for feeling so blah and depressed and upset. And they continually tell themselves, I should be okay. And along with this are people of deep faith who say, I should be able to pray away the depression. And something's wrong with me that I can't, because my life is okay, everything's good, and I should be able to just turn this over to God and I should be okay. And they feel deep shame and guilt for not being able to do that as well. So this kind of depression that comes on and you kind of can't put your finger on where it's from is often biochemical. It's often your body having some kind of problem. Now, sometimes it's related to medications you're taking or drug use or alcohol use, and it is bringing your body down and you are going into depression. So sometimes it's that, which this is the perfect type of depression to go and see your medical physician first. And you go in and you say just what I was just saying. Everything's good in my life, but now I'm not sleeping. I've lost interest in food, or I've gained a bunch of weight. I don't care if I exercise or not. You start telling the physician what you're going through. And the physician will very quickly say, okay, you sound depressed. Let's put you on an antidepressant. But you also want the physician to check your thyroid and check underlying medical conditions. And a good physician should know to do that, but in this day and age, when you go in to see your medical doctor and you get 3.5 minutes and you have to try and whip out everything really quick and tell them what's going on and then find out a good diagnosis, it's okay to say, hey, can we do a physical, or can we check thyroid and do blood panels and see if I'm doing okay? It's okay to ask for that. But if you've got a good physician, they'll know to do that. So that kind of depression, where you are in this chronic sort of depression that's going on, not chronic over years, but it's definitely a major depressive episode is what we call that, and you're not even sure why it's happening. Start with your medical physician, get some things checked out, get on your antidepressants, take them right. Listen to the last part of the other segment before this one. Take them right. Don't stop. And if it's not righting itself and you're not feeling better, adding therapy to that can be very powerful because there might be things that have been bothering you for a long time and you've just shoved them away and it's time to deal with them. I've seen that in my practice a lot. People that say, no, everything's good with my life. And then you start talking to them and they were severely sexually molested as a child. And they say, no, I've dealt with that. And you start digging into it a little bit. And what you find out is they've shoved it under and they don't want to deal with that. And they wish it would go away, but it's kind of under there. So sometimes it's old issues and sometimes it's not. But getting some help can really help change that for you. Then there's another type of depression that we need to talk about. And that's bipolar depression. When people say they're bipolar, there's often been a lot of stigma involved with that, oh, you're mentally ill or you're really erratic or something's really wrong with you. And I want to let you know that in my practice, I have seen extremely high-functioning bipolar people who take their medication, handle it well, they've worked on coping skills, they know that they tend to have mood swings and that sometimes they're manic, and they know how their manic presents itself. For example, I had one woman whose manic presented as anger and irritability. She didn't get all this kind of energy and start cleaning her house for 4 days, which is the classic, you're in a manic, you are scrubbing your floors and your toilet 40 times. No, she just got really angry and irritable and hated the world when she was manic. And then I've had people that get manic and get hypersexual, and it's not unusual for a severe bipolar and a severe manic to go out and have a whole lot of casual flings, kind of even in a dangerous way. It's not unusual for somebody in a manic to go and spend a whole ton of money that they don't have. So people present in a manic episode in different ways. And not everybody that's bipolar goes into manics. Some people go into a manic sort of episode rarely, occasionally, maybe once every year or so. Then some people will be more rapid cycling than that, and they'll cycle through depression and then up periods of mania and then down again. So there's different types of bipolar, and I'm not going to go into every single type of bipolar and have you understand it. You can look that up on the web if you want and get a much more detailed explanation. What I really want you to hear is that if you find yourself depressed and then not, and then sort of, and then, oh, I feel great, everything's wonderful, boy, I like it when I feel like this, and here comes the depression, I can feel it coming over me like a big rain cloud, and oh, I hate this, and I don't want to do anything. If you've been feeling like that, and you didn't want to get help, because it doesn't last forever, sometimes you feel okay, that can be bipolar. And when you get stabilized and you just feel decent most of the time and you have coping skills for how to deal with the depression part and coping skills for to deal with whatever type of mania you might do and you understand what you're going through and you get the importance of medication and taking it correctly, you can end up feeling really good. And the stigma of bipolar and the stigma of mood disorders and depression really needs to go away because in this day and age, this is far more than just, oh, you're not strong enough to handle your life or this is a mood disorder and you're weak. We have so much in our environment today. We are stressed. We're pushed. We put way too much on our plates. We worry about money. Look at the political climate in the country today. That's enough to make anybody depressed dealing with it. Whichever side of the spectrum you're on, it's been stressful for everybody. And the other thing is look at our environment. We have so many more toxins and things that have been done to our food that make our food different than it ever was. It's not as pure and simple and clean as it was many, many years ago. So the reasons that people deal with depression, with bipolar, with mood disorders can be way beyond what any of us could control. So to stigmatize it as someone is weak or mentally ill is unfair. We need to not be doing that. We need to just say, okay, you're struggling, let's get some help, because there's so much help for it. So whether you've got kind of a bipolar depression where you go up and you go down at different times in different ways, you can have one of the different forms of bipolar, or you can have that underlying pervasive kind of depression that's so treatable, or you can have a chronic kind of depression that's gone on forever that's greater than the low-level kind, or you can have that kind of depression that's an onset that you go, God, I don't know why this is just coming on. And it's a major depressive episode, either explained by something you've been through or not. Sometimes it's nothing but biochemical in your body. All right, let's look at how depression and anxiety go together, too, because this is really important. Many people that are depressed mask their depression with anger, irritability, or anxiety, and sometimes all of those. Because it's scary to feel sad and depressed. And when you can get angry and irritable and you can blame your life or blame your world or blame people or blame politics, when you can blame something, then you can feel like nothing's wrong with you. And if only the world would change, you would feel better. And anxiety is kind of the same way. When I can make it about something outside of me, either the world is dangerous or people are not safe or I'm not safe in my world or I don't want to go out there anymore, then anxiety can become the focus, and it shifts it from inside of you, taking a look at yourself, what's happening with me medically, what am I dealing with trauma-wise, what's happening in my life that I need to, you know, overcome and deal with and find new ways to handle. Anxiety takes it outside of you. And that is some reasons that depression and anxiety go together. Now, the other thing that happens with anxiety, and you can listen to the podcast that I did on anxiety, and it'll give you a lot of coping mechanisms and define anxiety more. But sometimes anxiety and depression go together because they're both biochemical in your body. Sometimes people just are anxious. They run at a different pace. Their brain is a busy brain, and it can't quiet it down. Add depression to that, or be anxious long enough that you end up feeling depressed, and you get a combination of depression and anxiety. So if you've got something else that's going on with your depression, you need to look at that. And that's where therapy really comes in to help you coordinate that. And that's where your medical doctor comes in to help you treat everything. Okay, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about depression.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Therapy in a Nutshell.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell. This is Dr. Patty, Dr. Patricia Bay. You've been listening to the beautiful Native American music, Native American flute music by Randy McGinnis. This is from his CD, Amahi, and in Jalagi and Cherokee, that means the water place. And this song is called The Resting Place. I thought it was just a really appropriate song for today's topic. So we're talking about depression today, and I've given you some different types of depression. I hope I've given you some reasons to seek out medical treatment with your physician and to get into a really good therapist who can help you go through what you need to go through to come out feeling stronger with some thinking straightened out and some coping skills. My podcast also is available. It's on the Anchor app, like a boat anchor, ANCHOR.FM. It's free. You can also get it from Spotify, iTunes, and all sorts of stuff. But my podcast can be shared with anybody you think this might help. There's other podcasts on a ton of different topics. One is anxiety. Another one is standing in your truth. There's a whole bunch of topics. Just scroll through and find something that fits for you that might give you some free help and give you some help right now. All right, so there's different types of depression. You need to figure out which type you have with some help of a professional. The other thing is you need to know that there's lots of different ways to treat depression. There's therapy. There's medication. Some people just start exercising. That helps them a lot. There's light therapy. If you have a type of depression called SAD, seasonal affective disorder, light therapy can be extremely helpful for that. There's some alternative approaches to therapy, such as acupuncture and meditation and getting into a spiritual practice of sorts, whatever fits for you and your religion and what you do. And you can even combine these. There's also a really good treatment for depression, and that's to stop drinking. If you've been drinking too much or coping with alcohol at all, even if you don't consider yourself an alcoholic and you're doing that 3-4 glasses of wine a night and still getting up and going to work, it's very depressive on your system. And stopping drinking can make you feel a whole lot better, or cutting it way, way down to almost nothing. That can help you feel better too. Okay, so there's a lot of different things you can do, and there's lots of ways on the web that you can research natural therapy for depression, supplements and herbs and essential oils can do some really cool things for depression. There's Young Living essential oils. You can go to Ashley Green's website and ashleygreentherapy.com, and she'll tell you how to get into some essential oils. Peace and Calming is a wonderful essential oil to help you feel better. And there's a lot of that you can do. So then there's some more advanced treatments. When depression isn't helped by medication or therapy isn't cutting it and you're just going under and you're not functioning anymore, there are medical types of treatments such as electroconvulsive therapy and some other brain stimulation type therapies that are very effective for people in severe and profound depression. Electroconvulsive therapy, ECT, has come a very long way. I have witnessed it when somebody has done it and been there watching it, and it's very humane. It doesn't hurt. They're very caring and loving when you go through that electroconvulsive therapy treatment, and it can be a lifesaver for some people. So there's a lot available to help you feel available. You just have to step up and recognize it's time to get some help. We need to talk a little bit about suicidal ideation because it is not unusual when people are depressed that thoughts of suicide enter their mind. And let's look at suicide ideation on a spectrum. Let's look at it as very mild, where somebody's just saying, I can't do this anymore. I can't do it anymore. And what I, as a therapist, what I like to do is say, what is the this that you can't handle anymore? What is the it that you don't want to do anymore? That's kind of this low grade, low level feeling of, I don't want to be here anymore. I've often had people say to me in my practice, I'm not suicidal and I would never do anything, but if it were my time to exit, I'd be relieved. And that's a painful thing for them to say. They're just not experiencing joy in their life and they wish they could just be done. So that's that low grade, low level kind of depression. And it's that low-grade, low-level kind of suicidal ideation. Hey, everybody, that is a call to consciousness. That is, I did a show a couple weeks ago called Unhappiness, the Call to Consciousness, and that's available on my podcast. When you have that low-grade, low-level kind of thing going on, that's so treatable with therapy. And it's wonderful to see people start seeing their world in color. I love that. So when you've got that low-grade kind of thing, get in for some help. Because that can get worse, where that low-grade suicidal ideation becomes a step up from that. Like, I could run into that tree. I could get in a car accident. I could step in front of that train. I could something. And it's not really a plan, but it's a passing thought. And that thought usually scares people. Sometimes that's what brings them into therapy. They say, I keep thinking of ways I could die, but I don't have a plan and I'm not going to do it. But it scares me when I think of that. That's a call to consciousness too. So let's go a step up from that, where people actually consider how they're going to end their life and they play with different plans in their head and they maybe even research it a little bit. That's even more suicidal ideation. And you are getting into some dangerous territory there. You are feeling like you want to maybe move forward with a suicide plan. Remember, this is so treatable and you can feel better. And what do you have to lose by going to your doctor and saying, I feel suicidal sometimes? The doctor's not going to throw you in the hospital. The doctor's going to talk to you about antidepressants and getting into therapy. You can go to a therapist and say the same thing. They're not going to try the hospital. You are a danger to yourself right then or a danger to others right then. But let's go a step up from that. You've actually got a suicide plan. You think about it. You ruminate on it. You consider it. You've even maybe practiced it or tried it or gotten close. You are in danger of dying. And you don't need to die. Now, you might be thinking, I'm not worth saving, or this is hard, or nobody's going to be able to help me, or I've tried to get help before and it didn't work. But I'm here to tell you that we've come a long way in treating depression. The medical people have come a long way with the different ways of medicine helping. We've come a long way in treating bipolar and other pervasive mental diseases that, like schizophrenia and things like that. You can feel better and you can start to feel like life is worth living. So there's suicide hotlines that you can call. You can Google suicide hotline and you will get all kinds of options. There's chat rooms that you can talk to people about. You can listen to podcasts. You can get into some free help. There's always ways to get help. And you don't need to die in order to feel better. So if you're suicidal, recognize that that is a call to consciousness, and that is part of what happens with depression sometimes, and it's time to get some help and change your life. So today we've been talking about depression and how difficult it is for many people to just allow themselves to say out loud, I am struggling, and to begin to get some help. So what you do when you're struggling is you call your physician and make an appointment. If you don't have a physician, you can go into any of the urgent cares and say, I don't have a primary physician, but I'm here because I'm struggling with depression. You can ask your minister, your doctor, you can ask a friend, you can call a hotline, and you can get referrals to therapists in your area. And sometimes it takes a few tries with a therapist to find somebody that fits for you and that you feel like-minded with and that you're comfortable. So that's okay. It can take a few different medications to try. It can take a few different therapists. But once you find that winning combination, you too can begin to see your world in color and no longer in black and white. So I hope I've given you a message of hope and a message of trying again, even if you've tried before, and a message of trying more completely, not just, I tried an antidepressant for a month once and it didn't work. So try again. Try harder. Get some help because there is so much we can do to help you. So, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and you've been listening to Therapy in a Nutshell. You can access my podcast, get some free help from iTunes or Spotify. You can go to the Anchor app and download it for free. It's safe. And type in Dr. Patricia Bay, Therapy in a Nutshell. So, if you're struggling with depression, remember, you are worth getting some help. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, and all I want to do is help heal the world 1 hour at a time.
The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrenteria.com.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.